That is like my bag.
像，但是不是。
It's like, but it's not my bag.
像得不得了。
It's truly very like.
American tourist.
American tourist.
这个tourist.
Tourist.
那个是牌牌啊。
American tourist.
这个是像的牌。
That is the label of that bag.
是 brown 的颜色。
It's brown in color.
就是那么大的。
The same size.
一样样的。
The same size.
Everything just alike. 像的。
各方面都像，
但是不是啊
？It is not it。
你懂不懂啊？那怎么办呢
？How to do now？
我就把从岛上在贾加达穿的会穿到现在上台。
So I have to wear this old clothes now。
你明白吗？
就这样
像就不是是，是就不必像。
So like is not is, is need not be like。
我要结束今天的讲座了。
And conclude the seminar for tonight. God said。
神按照自己的形象样子造了人。
God created man according to his own image。
神明。向上
So you are like God.
你应当向上
You must be like God.
你能够向上
You can be like God.
但是你不是上
But you are not God.
这句话很重
These are very serious, solemn statements.
重到一个地步
Such solemn.
我正在预备一批的基督徒反抗21世纪的哲学
Then I am preparing a group of Christians to be anti the 20th century philosopher.
最后这句话怎么解释
How to interpret the last statement?
我现在不提了
I'm not going to mention
明天后天我会讲的很严重的话语
Tomorrow and the after tomorrow I want to mention some very serious statement
You are like God
你是像神
But you are not God
你不是神
When somebody who are created like you to be like God and they claim they are God you should oppose them
当有人被造好像神但是今天把自己当成是神的时候你一定要反对他
Because you should be faithful to the originalimage and the source of your living
因为你要照着这个圣经里面那个真的这个本相里面进食
我们低头祷告
Let us pray
世界上最令人炫目的是人
and the being that we admire most is also humankind in the world
最大的困难是人
and the most difficult person also is the man
最大的吸引力是人
and the most attraction also is humankind
最大的社会的难题是人的
and the greatest social problem of mankind also is man
最啰嗦的是人
and the most troublesome also is the man
最有成就的是人
and the most achievement also is the man
人到底是什么
what is this man
人活在世界上的意义是什么
man living in the world what's the meaning
人的价值所在在哪里
and where is the value of man
人应当是一个怎样的一个活物
how a man should be as a being
一个人对一个人的了解
and for a man to understand a man
在正确的规范里面的时候
in the right norm
那个关系就能正常
and then the relationship will be right
当一个人对一个人的这个了解
if a man's understanding of another man
在一个不正确的规范里面的时候
is not within the normal norm
那关系就变成不正常
then the relationship is not right
共产主义的失败
the failure of communism
不是一个政治性的失败
it is not political failure
共产主义的失败
the failure of communism
是一种神学性的失败
it is a theological failure
为什么我用神学性来审判共产主义的失败
Why is that I judge the failure of communism through theology
因为共产主义用世界的这个立场来看着世界的困难
Because communism is standing on the standpoint of the world to judge the problem of the world
用人堕落的本能来看人的潜能
And using the fallen potential of man to judge the real potential of man
用在这中间的有困难的人的难题来解决人的难题
And also using the man in the fallen status to judge to solve the problem of man who is fallen
共产主义以这个文伟大的理想
So communism and this idealism
来这个批判教会的失败的时候
and they want to criticize the failure of the church
他们盼望有一股的动力可以改革这个世界
they want to have a force to change the world
而这个改革要给人类带来一个新的动向
and hoping that this change can bring a new future for mankind
带来一个新的盼望
and a new hope
产生一个新的纪元
and to produce a new age
而结果的共产主义呢就自己在这个纪元中间显出是一个无能为力的人
but in communism in this age it's a manifest that it is powerless
所以当一个不懂人性的人站在人之上领导人的时候
if for a man who doesn't know the true meaning of human nature to stand on top of man to rule man
这就是人类的危机
that is the crisis of humankind
这个当这个海湾之战之后
after the Persian Gulf War
这以后呢我们很注意这些呢战争的领导人他们对人性的看法到底是什么
We were actually placing a lot of emphasis on how these leaders study about the human nature
在爆发战事以前三天
3 days before the war,
这个 BBC 给这个伊拉克一个很重要的评论。
BBC gave a very a great critique on this Iraq.
他说这个呢世俗的国家。
He said this secular world.
为什么呢？忽然间呢，为了要打仗，变成一个很宗教性的国家呢
？Why? Because of war becomes so religious.
这个世俗性的国家。
And this secularized world.
竟然在打仗以前几天，这个萨达姆·胡塞这个下令。所有的国旗要加上阿拉阿巴这个词。
And this Saddam Hussein, the 3 days before that, he want all the flags to have this word, Allah.
阿拉阿巴这个回教的意思是什么呢？
阿拉阿巴 what's the meaning?
所以这个阿拉伯的文的意思就是神是伟大的。
And Arabic means that God is great.
所以他就要他整个百姓在上帝的名称之下来打仗。
So he want all his people to fight in the name of God.
把人性与神的关系拉在一起。
Then he want to make a connection between human nature and God.
很可能增加人民的一种力量。
It is possible to add strength to the people.
这是集中力。
This is the force of
unity. 这是一个向心力。
And this is also a centrifugal force.
这是一个的这个团结的力量。
And this is a force of unity.
而且以宗教的立场来看人性。
And using the religious status to look at mankind.
所以他得了这一个权柄以后。
So after he have this power,
他就再继续讲一些话语。
Continue to say,
我们要战。战到流到最后一滴血才
完。We have to fight until we have to shed the last drop of blood.
这些的话语除了有伟大的理想做背景以外
，other than having the good idealism as a background，
本身是很可怕的一种对别人牺牲的要求。
It itself is a very terrible statement because it demands the sacrifice of others.
你们要战
，you must fight，
战到你最后一滴血流出来
，fight until the shedding of the last drop of blood。
你一边战一边看流，还没有最后一滴在打。
You can see that your blood is shedding, it's not the last drop yet.
这是何等残忍的事情。
This is something which is cruel.
对，当这些统治别人的人正在讲一些很伟大的理想的话语的时候。
So when this ruler, when he says some statement, we look at very idealistic.
我就以神学家的身份来看他们怎样了解人性。
Then as a theologian, I want to see how they understand human nature.
当这个 Marcos 要离开菲律宾以前两天
，Marcos 2 days before he left America，
他说：“菲律宾的人啊，菲律宾的军队为我打仗吧。
”He said, "Filipinos, fight for me."
当他继续不断讲这句话的时候
，When he continues to say this statement，
我就心里知道不久他会下台了。
I know that before long he'll fall.
因为当一个领袖说你们为我打的时候，就是他下台的前奏。
Because if a leader would say, "Fight for me," that's the prelude of his failure.
如果一个领袖说我为你死的时候，那就是一个成功的。
If a leader would say, "I will die for you," then that's the beginning of his success.
所以这个人性与人性之间，领导与被领导之间，那个原则，那个规律。在圣经神学里面是看得很清楚。
So theologically, we can see very clearly from the Bible, we can see the leader and the one to be led.
想不到这个最现代化、最用资讯迅速传遍世界的这个海湾战场。
And we know that this modern world, we have the faster way of transmitting information during the Gulf War.
不久以后就结束了。
After it was concluded.
这时候有个 Norman Schwarzkopf.
When it ended.Norman Schwarzkopf,
他就讲一句话。
He said a statement.
他说我叫我的兵打仗。
He said when
Saddam Hussein 叫他的兵打仗是不一样。
He said the way I teach my soldiers to fight is different from Saddam Hussein.
那一个记者问他的不一样在哪里呢
？The way lies different as reporter asked.
他说他对他的士兵说战战战到流尽最后一滴血。
He said Saddam Hussein asked the soldiers to fight until you shed the last drop of blood.
我不这么讲。
I don't say that.
我说尽可能不要流血。
I said the best don't shed any drop of blood at all.
好好打，最好一滴血都不必流。
Fight, not even to shed a drop of blood.
你要记得你打完了，你还要回家找你太太。
Remember, after fighting, you have to still go back to your home.
所以尽量不要流血。
Don't shed the blood.
你要记得你的孩子，你太太在家里在美国等你。
Remember, your children, your wife is waiting for you at that back home.
在英国等你。
And also in Britain,
在法国等你
in France,
所以尽量不要流血
Don't shed any blood at all
这些做领袖的人怎么样看人性呢
So for leader, how do they look at human nature?
这些做领袖的人怎么样了解人命的价值呢
For leader, how do they understand the value of mankind?
当共产主义对人性有曲解的时候
When communism has a distortion on human nature
打这个人的生 命当作炮灰一样的看待的时候
the seeing this human life has no value as ash
就注定这些不懂人性的领袖不能统治长久
it already determined that they will not rule the people for long
所以当我们提到人性的事情的时候
when we mention human nature
我们要回到这个人性背后的那个尊严同价值的基础是什么
we have to go back to the foundation of dignity and the value of mankind
我们昨天提到一句很重要的话
last time you mentioned a statement
没有一个文化没有一个宗教没有一思想派系的哲学能比圣经更尊贵的提到人性的尊严
There's no single culture or single philosophy that can be that mentioned the dignity of mankind more than what the Bible says
为什么呢
Why?
因为圣经说人是按照神的形象样式而定
Because the Bible says that man is created after the image of God
这句话把人的尊贵表达无疑了
And even this statement has the, given the highest value of man's dignity and value
这句话隐藏着人的价值一个非常严肃的宣告
Also it is embraced the manifestation and proclamation of the dignity and value of man
西方的民主受了基督教的影响
The Western culture they have been influenced by the Christianity
特别是受了这个归正神学或者改革宗神学的影响
especially influenced by reform theology
这个改革宗中的神学从加文里面发现了人性有神形象的尊严
reform theology in Calvin discovered that man has the image of God
所以民主就变成一个非常重要的课题了
so then this dignity becomes something we have to talk about
今天的许多人忽略宗教的意义
A lot of people today have neglected the meaning of religion.
轻看改教神学的价值。
They despise the value of reform theology.
所以呢，这个世界无论怎样，用那不懂真正人性价值的哲学立场来改进、来统治人类，没有办法解决人的问题。
So the world using a philosophical standing that would not understand the human nature can never change the world.
那么人按照神的形象样式造的。
The man is created after the image of God.
这个价值到底用怎么样去衡量
？Then how can we measure the value of man?
在旧约里面给我们提到了一个很重要的衡量。
In the Old Testament, mentioned a measure.
就是人不可杀人。
The man cannot kill others.
如果你杀了人
，if kill others，
你就应当被杀。
Then you must be killed.
流人血的人
，he who shed the blood，
他的血。也要被别人所流
His blood must also be shed by others
所以这句话里面给我们看见一个很重要的衡量的基础
In this statement is that we see a foundation of a good measure
Measurement 怎么样衡量呢
How do we measure
The man's value is equal to the value of man
人的价值是等于另外一个人的价值
你流人血
If you shed the blood of others
你的血要被人所流
Your blood will be shed by others
The value of man is equal to the value of man
人的这个价值等于另外一个人的价值
So no substitution
不能够代替的
No replacement
不能够再代替的
你说我流你的血
If I share your blood
那我就给你500块就好
I give you $500 you say
Man is not equal to 500块
人不等于500块
Man is not equal to 5 million
也不等于这个500万
所以呢在旧约给我们一个很重要的 The measurement 就是呢 Man is equal to man
Then the Old Testament gives us a good measurement. Man is good man.
那么新约给我们的衡量是什么
？What about the New Testament?
新约给我们的衡量是说，人比全世界还更大。
The New Testament says that man is greater than the whole world itself.
耶稣用一句很简单的话表达出来。
And Jesus was using a very simple statement to me.
你若得了全世界
，If you were to gain the whole world,
你失去你的灵魂
，But to lose your life,
有什么益处呢
？What profit does it make?
人还能用什么来换取他的生命
？What can man use to substitute the life?
所以 the life of man is not only not equal to the $500.
不单单人的这个价值不等于五百块钱。
The whole world is not as worthy as man's life.
整个世界都不能够值得起人的生命。
所以这里面人的尊贵、人的价值是这样高超的被肯定在圣经的神学里面。
The Bible is affirmed the highest dignity and value of mankind.
让我们很清楚地看见圣经为什么讲这句话。
And we clearly see why the Bible says this statement.
若有人流血人的血
If a man were to shed blood of man,
他的血要被人所流。
His blood also must be shed by others.
人是按照神的形象。
Because man is created after the image of God.
所以呢，我回答刚才那句话，共产主义的失败不是政治性的失败，是神学性的失败。
So I answer the statement I said just now. The failure of communism is not a political failure, but theological failure.
没有照着神的道的真理去了解其他的一切这个人一定会失败
If a man does not see many other things through the word of God then he will fail
神学是整个文化真正的抽心
Theology must be the center point of all culture
从这个抽心辐射出去你可以明白也应当研究其他各样的学问
And from the radiation from this center you can study all kind of discipline of knowledge
但是当这个中 经有所迁移它的重点的时候
But when this center point has lost its centrality
你这个圆就遇到了各样的摩擦
Then this circle will meet many many conflicts
正如一个轮它的中心迁移的所在的时候
That's a wheel when it loses its centrality for the center point
当这个轮转动的时候就是整个系统重要的一个时候了
When we move, all the system will move together
只有当这个中心在真正的应当有的地点上持住它的位分的时候
It is only when this center point of will is in the right center
你可以很正确很平衡的看各样不同层次的文化的责任
Then in the very balanced manner you can see all your responsibility in culture
所以我盼望我们这一代的青年人把神学搞清楚然后我们研究心理学政治学我们研究天文学我们研究社会学研究教育学研究其他的思想哲学你就不会偏差了
So I hope the young people of today will really study very well your theology before you study into other disciplines
所以但是今天我们看见了许多基督徒的社会学家是不懂神学的
But today we see that a lot of Christian sociology do not understand
基督徒的医生是不懂神学的
And also the Christian physician do not understand
基督徒的心理学家是不懂神学的
psychology, Christian psychology do not understand theology
基督徒的教育家是不懂神学的
And also the Christian educator do not understand theology
他怎么可以做一个好的这个基督徒的教育学家
How can he be a good educator?
怎么做一个好的是基督徒的社会学家
How can he be a good Christian sociologist?
那我问你基督徒的社会学家基督徒的医生从非基督徒的社会学家非基督徒的医生不同的地方在哪
And what is the difference between Christian sociologists and non-Christian sociologists?
不同的地方是非基督徒的医生做了六天工礼拜天去打猎
The difference is that after 6 years of working the non-Christian physician will go hunting
基督徒的专业人士做了六天工礼拜天去做礼拜
But a Christian professional after 6 days of working on a Sunday they will worship
我们不同的地方不过是礼拜天哪去到教会敬拜上帝而没有其他的功用
If our difference only lies on the fact that we go on the 7th day to the church
这是完全倒转过来的
Then there's a reverse
我发现了许多专业人士到教会去打瞌睡
There are a lot of professionals going to the church they actually stumble
当他做工的时候蛮有精神
When they work with high spirit
精神用尽了就是享受在教会里面安息
Then after that they come to the church really for the rest
然后他说了感谢主我可以在这里安息下个礼拜还有时间
Then they say praise God I can rest here so that the next 6 days I can work in the church in the world
基督徒很会引用圣经因为圣经说呢你们得力在乎平静安稳
They can use the Bible whatever they say that you will regain your strength because you come to rest
这是完全转过来的
This is just in the reverse.
我们应当以神的道神给我们的智慧作为认识各样知识层次的基础同中心
We must use the word and the wisdom coming from the word of God as the foundation of the studying of all disciplines
要以那个智慧去在各层各界中间为主发光
With that wisdom we have to shine as the light of the world
否则我们就颠倒次序了
If not the order is the reverse
上帝说你们是照着神的形象样式造
And God said you are created according to the image and likeness of God
今天你像不像神
Are you like God today?
有的人不但不像神也不像人像鬼
A lot of people are not like God They are not even like men But they are like the devil
像畜生一样的
Like the beast
我们的生活
Our life
从那些没有灵性的野兽没有多大不
Compared to the animals There is no difference
许多的人在他们知识界里面高潮得不得了
For many people intellectually They are standing at a very high status
在他们的道德界里面他们的卑鄙的不得了
But then in terms of morality they are so mean
这样他们把他们的知识生活从他们的道德生活二分化完全没有真正的调和统一的关系
So their intellectual life and their life in ethics is dichotomized
这个 integration 是一个很重要的事情
So there's no integration at all
我们需要一个彼此的调和
We need a harmony
我们需要一个统一
We need an integration
我们不过一个片段式的自我分割的生活
So that we do not live a fragmentary kind of life a dichotomous kind of life
为了和谐而统一完整的人格的生活
But rather a life which is of unity integrity
圣经告诉我们
The Bible says
神按照自己的形象造了人
God created man according to his own image
像人与神之间有一个形象的关系在里面
So that man and God there is a relationship of likeness
所以现在我要请大家注意的就是把形象用关系来看把形象我们透过关系来看这件事
So we want to see image through this relationship
结果不要大家只把形象当作一种的这个事实或者一种的这个名词来看
Do not treat image just like a term
Treat the image as a relationship.
But rather as a relationship, 是从关系来看。
把形象用关系来看的时候
，using relationship as a concept to view image，
你就看见这是很中性的这个基督教的哲学观。
Then you see that this is a very dynamic Christian philosophical view.
这个 dynamic view of Christian philosophy 是什么意思呢
？What is the meaning of this dynamic Christian philosophy view？
我从二十多年前常提到。重性哲学观的这个观念。
20 years ago, I mentioned about this term called dynamic Christian philosophy.
什么叫做重性的哲学观呢
？What is my dynamic philosophy?
就是我们的思想方法是从重的、灵活的去了解，不是从静止性的这个无改变的去了解。
That is our understanding of philosophical view is dynamic, not static. Something which is flexible.
如果你说这个人，我早就知道他是坏蛋。
If you say that this man, I know long ago that he is a
Rascal.
He's a rascal.
那么你这个我早就知道他是坏蛋。
Long ago, I know he's a rascal.
你就把他当作是一个静止性的坏人来看待。
Then you will deem him as a static rascal.
那如果你说我早就知道这个人靠着耶稣的恩典有一天会变成好人。
But even to say that depend on Jesus Christ, I know that this rascal can one day change to a good man.
你就用重性的基督徒的思想来改变这个世界。
Then you are actually using a dynamic Christian view to change the world.
你明白这个意思？
Do you understand?
你进到电梯里面的时候，
when you go into elevator,
后来门一开，
when the door opens,
前面一个老太婆，
you see an old lady.
电梯门关了，
and then it closes.
动了不久以后，
after some time,
再开起来，
open again.
一个年轻的女孩子，
a young girl was appearing there.
你如果是乡下人，
if you are from the village,
你说这个电梯很奇怪的。
It's something strange with this elevator.
一开一关门外的人就会年轻几十岁。
When the door closes or opens, then those who are standing outside will be younger.
那明明我看到刚才门外根本就是老人。
That's why I see an old lady.
怎么再开一次变成几十岁？
But when it opens again, it's become younger.
就怎么有这么快的化妆术呢？
Why is such a kind of disguise?
这么快的变魔术呢？
Or magic?
为什么呢？因为你把门外的东西当成静性的。
Because you thought that what is outside is static.
但如果你知道电梯正在动，所以刚才门外的地方不是现在门开外的那个地方。
But you know the elevator is moving when it opens, it's only moved to a different place.
那你就不奇怪了。
Then you will not feel strange.
你不以为那是鬼正在变来变去。
You will not feel that this devil is changing.
你现在了解，因为你的电梯是动来动去。
But you understand the elevator is not moving.
所以就动性的基督教思想。
So it's a static Christian view.
使你看见了很多事情的时候，你那个变更新变化的可能性就发出
and everything is the possibility of changes.
所以我要你们用形象来看这个关系的问题。
So I want you to use this image to see the relationship.
那我们提到关系的时候，就变成有相辅之间的地位了。
When you say about relationship, that's kind of complementary kind of a
situation. 这是 mutual relation.
Mutual relationship.
我与你
is I and you.
你与我
you and I.
之中有了形象的关系基础。
That between us there is a foundational image.
所以我同你有像的这个关系在里面。
And you have the relationship of image.
一提到像的时候，就不是一个方面的事情了。
When you say image and likeness, there's something which starts on one side, are they isolated?
如果有个人对这很像很像。
You say that it's very like.
你说什么？我说什么？很像很像。
It looks very like.
你一定会问到说像什么
？Like what you ask.
所以一提到像的时候，就有个对方，对不对
？So when you say likeness, there must be an object.
所以这个重性的思想马上有这个相辅之间的这个跳跃。
So that when this dynamic thought, there must be a mutual leap.
所以你就跳到那个相辅之间的存在。
You leap into the mutual relationship.
如果人家对你说一点也不像
，You say not like at all.
一点也不像
，It is not like anything at all.
那你说你讲什么？
What are you talking?
我再讲一次，你一点也不像。
You're not like.
不像什么
？Like what?
当你提到像的时候，马上跳到另外一个存在那里。
So when you like, you leap into another existence.
就是像的是一个相辅界的事情。
So to be like is something that belongs to mutual.
当上帝提到人像上帝的时候
，When God said man is like God,
马上就提到一个相辅存在的一个彼此间的关系。
Then he mentioned relationship of mutual assistance.
那么我们现在提到这个关系的时候
，So when you talk about relationship,
应当把这个源头以非源头把它分开来。
We must separate make a distinction of this origin and non-origin.
什么意思呢
？What is the meaning?
就是到底应当是谁像谁
？Who must be like who?
如果源头来像非源头的话
，If the origin to be like the non-origin,
那这是不对的。
This is wrong.
但是被造者来像创造者那是对的。
If the creator should be that the creator, that's right.
如果你先看见一个人的孩子
，If you see a man's son，
后来不久有的人家介绍他的爸爸给你看
，Then let some people introduce his father to you。
哎呀，你会对那个人怎么讲的
？Well, how would you say？
我见过你的孩子
，I've seen the son。
哎，你真是像他
，You are like your son。
他说：“秋池，你怎么我像我的孩子
？”How can I be like my son? You
have. 你这句话已经讲错了。
It's wrong.
你只能说我见过你的孩子。
I have seen your son.
今天看见你。
And I've seen you today.
你孩子真是像你。
Your son is like you.
那这个就对了。
And、that's right.
所以这个关系里面还有源头、非源头之间的分别。
So there's still order of origin and non-origin.
你不能说爸爸，我看来看去你最像我。
You cannot say father, I look at here and there. I see that you are like me.
爸爸说你说什么
？What are you saying, the father?
我看来看去你是最像我的。
I see, look around, and I see that you are like me.
爸爸就给你一巴，你就知道了。
因为 slap you in the face.
你说爸爸，我很像你。
You say father, I'm like you.
那就对了。
That's right.
所以这个像之间有一个互动性的关系。
So there's likeness, there's a dynamic relationship.
那这个互动性的关系还有一个源头同非源头这个主客之间的分别。
And there's a subject and the object relationship.
这个所谓的主同客之间的分别。
And there's a distinction of subject and object.
就叫做本体一个体。
That is subject and object.
只有本体是客体的根源。
Only the subject can be the source or origin of the object.
客体不能成为本体的根源。
And the object cannot be the source of the subject.
那么当我们在文化界里面更深思考这个独特性的时候
culture, if we were to think very deeply on this uniqueness,
你就感到很有兴趣了。
You see when something which is very interesting.
在这个像的里面同其他的动词有一个完全不同的身份。
Because in this likeness,There's a different kind of relationship.
我这个解释了。
And,
如果我用另外一个动词，我打你。
If I were to beat you, I say.
或者说，我爱你。
I'd love you.
或者说，我恨你。
I would hit you.
或者说，我想你。
I'd think about you.
那么这个我是一个本体。
So I is a subject.
也是一个主体。
And also is a subject.
你是一个客体。
You are an object.
这样的我是主体，你是客体。
So I is the subject and you is the object.
主体的行动叫做主动。
The action of the subject, which we are thinking initiative.
客体同这个主体的行动的关系叫做被动。
And the relationship of the object and the subject is that you are being moved.
The relationship between the object and the action of the subject is a passiveness. 所以这样的我打你也就可以说的你被我打。
So I can say that I beat you and you are beaten by me.
对不对呢？我打你。
I beat you
就等于你被我打
which means also that you are being beaten by me
我爱你
I love you
就等于你被我爱
which means also you are being loved by me
我恨你
I hate you
就等于你被我恨
also meaning that you are being hated by me
我想你
I think about you
你被我想
and you are being caught by me
以此类推可以讲不完的
so there's many examples of this
但是呢我问你把这样的一个动词同这个像把它放在一起的时候你发现不一样
you know this type of this action if you put together with this likeness is different
我如果说我像你
If I say I'm like you,
你不能说呢，你被我像。
You can say you are being like by me,
就不大像，对不对
？No,
我像你。
I'm like you,
你被我像。
You are being like by me,
you are being like by me. That's crazy. That's not illogical. 这想不通的。我像你。
I'm like you,
奇怪的。当我讲我像你的时候，你变成源头，我不是源头。
If I say that I'm like you, which is a source of likeness.
所以呢，这个主体同客体之间换倒位的。
So the subject and object cannot be reversed.
会变成倒位。
It can be reversed.
所以当我你像你父亲的时候
，If you are like your father,
同你爱你父亲是不一样的。
It's different as compared to you love your father.
你爱你父亲的时候
，But at the time when you love your father,
你在主位上，他在客位上。
You are on the subject position, he is on the objective position.
相反的。
On the reverse,
当我说你像你父亲的时候
say you are like your father,
你的父亲在主位上你在客位上
Then if you say that your father is standing on the position of subject You are the object
这样对这件事情如果不清楚的了解
If you do not clearly understand about this
人的文化可能产生很大很大的导向
Then they will produce a greater confusion in the reverse kind of relationship
这个导向这个叫做这个转过来的形象
The reverse likeness
是从怎么样产生出来的
How would it be produced?
现在我先把三句话把它讲清楚
I will say three statements
以后呢我们就分析下去
Then we analyze
第一句话是真神造人
That is true God create man
第二真人像神
True man is like God
第三
The third
真神造 罪人。
Through God seek sinners.
当然，神造人，人像神以后呢，就犯了罪，变成人不大像神。
So God created man, man is like God. After man have sinned, man is not like God.
最后呢，神造神找罪人。
Finally, God seeking for sinners.
找的目的是要寻找拯救世上的人。
To seek so that to be saved.
那现在我们看见了，在宗教界里面，因为神学性的错误。
Now we see that in the realm of religion, because of theological error,
所以这些都可以倒过来了。
All this can be reversed.
就叫做形象的倒转。
That's a reverse likeness.
那么这些东西是 original, 所以你在任何一本系统神学的书，你看不到讲这么详细。
So this is something which originally cannot find in systematic books.
所以别人的讲座你也听不到这些东西。
You cannot hear about this in other seminars too.
有一些相同的点是可能的。
There must be there maybe some similarity.
所以要你特别注意听。
I want to pay attention.
真神造人。
The true God create man.
那么呢，倒降的结果呢是假神人造。
The reverse is false God is created by man.
第二。
The second.
真人像神。
True man is like God.
倒转过来变成了假神像人。
The reverse is false God is like man.
第三，真神找罪人
，True God seek sinners，
导向过来的时候变成假神人找。
The reverse, false God is sought by man。
好，现在把这三句把它相对的话把它念一下，好不好
？So these three statements，
一、二、三，真神造人，假神人造，真人像神，假神像人。真神找人，假神人找；真神供应人，假神人供应；真神拯救人，假神保护神。啊，人要去保护他。那么这个一直推，一直推，你发现宗教性的神学错误基础就很清楚了。
So you see that religion, when it comes from a wrong perspective or theological foundation, a lot of phenomena will appear.
我八岁的时候
，when I was eight,
因为我很调皮
，because I was very naughty,
所以呢给老师抓了。
So my teacher caught me up,
不准我上课
，and refused to let me go to the class.
叫我站在这个大的厅的里面，在一个假神。形象这样的发站一个钟头
and also punished me to stand in a big hall there's a false god idol standing there
我才知道平常那个礼堂很多的人但是呢一上课老师都走了剩下我一个在那个假神的下面
at that time I was alone facing that idol
我站了不久以后我就四周看没有人了
after some time I looked there's no one there
后来我在向上看的时候
I look up
看见了青面獠牙的神像
and seeing that very fierce idol
吓到我魂不附体
and I was so frightened
但是一直等时间到了可以释放。
I was waiting for my time for my penalty。
我就开始思想一个问题。
Then I thought of one question。
难道这个叫做神吗
？Is that God？
这样可怕的叫做神。
Such a fierce God。
神就是这样的。
Such a fierce God。
那这个神又像什么样的
？Then what is this God like？
老师刚才说你不像啊。
The teacher just now said that I'm not a good student。
你这么调皮。
They are so naughty。
你不像样。那么这个神像样不像样
？Then what about this God？ Well, how does he like？
那我应当像什么样？
Then, to what image should I be like?
我应当像老师那么样。
Should I be like a teacher?
可能老师小的时候可能也不像样。
Maybe the teacher when he was young, he is not also a good teacher.
他不像样，为什么要我像样呢
When he's not good, how can I be good?
如果要我像样，应当像什么样的
？If I were to be like what?
那么这个神什么样的
？What image this God is?
这种神的样是哪里来的呢
？And where comes this likeness of this God?
所以那一个钟头可能是我一生第一次的神修课程。
And that may be the first theological lesson I have in my life.
我在假神的面前思想形象问题。
Standing before this idol, I thought about the image.
这个可怕的形象。
It's a very fierce God.
他不能把我打死的形象。
Wanted to beat me.
是那个厅里面这个非基督教的学校，那些厅里面几多假神最凶的一个，叫我站在他面前。
It's a non-Christian school and the many fierce idols and the fiercest one I will have to stand before.
看那塑像真的吓死人。
Is so frightening.
但是呢，我试看刺他一下。
I was trying to poke it,
在他肚子里面擦一下。
Trying to poke the stomach.
他还是那样，但是也不痛。
It stand the same way, it will not feel painful.
他也不叫。
And will not cry.
所以讲这种凶相没有用。
It's fierce, but it doesn't matter.
啊，就开始想。
And I thought.
等到我教哲学教了很多年以后
，After many years after I've taught philosophy,
我就注意了德国的一个哲学家的思想。
I pay attention to a German philosopher.
这个人名叫什么呢？
What is his name?
这个人名叫 Ludwig.
Ludwig?
Ludwig 什么呢？ Ludwig Feuerbach.
Feuerbach.
Ludwig Feuerbach.
Feuerbach.
是一个德国人。
A German.
他写了两本书。
He has written two books.
第一本书叫做宗教的本质
The essence of religion.
第二本书是什么呢
The second is
基督教的本质
The essence of Christianity.
所以呢当人看见这些书的题目的时候
So when people were to think about the topic or the title of this book
甚至以为这是专门解释宗教和解释基督教的介绍书
They would have been misled that these are the two books that introduce Christianity.
当他们注意看的时候
But if they pay attention to read
他发现写宗教本质的这本书的人是一个反对宗教的人
The author who read this book on the essence of religion is the one who is anti-Christianity.
写介绍基督教本质的这个书的人是一个反对基督教的人
And the author of the one who read this essence of Christianity is the one who is anti-Christianity.
那么这个费尔巴的重要思想到底是要讲什么呢
Then what is the important emphasis of Feuerbach's thinking?
他的意思是说
He says
所谓的宗教
Religion
需要有神的信仰
Needs to have the faith of God.
所谓的基督教
Christianity
借着基督相信这个神
Through Jesus Christ to believe this God.
但是所谓的神呢
But what God is
根本是不存在的
There's no existence of God.
所以呢神之所以为神
God is God.
乃是因为人把他的完全的观念投射出来
Because man has projected their absolute idealism.
结果呢，变成一个完全观念中间的形象里面的东西。
Then there's the image in the realm of absolute idealism.
当然，就把这个投射的完全观念，在那一个形象当作是神。
Then man with this projected that image and make that as a god.
然后就把它当作是自己应当敬拜的对象。
And make that as an object that he should worship.
哦，当我看到这一类的思想的时候
，When I see this of thinking,
我发现这个人是很了不起。
That this man is very great.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他突然间有一个形象倒转的一个创造性的思想。
Because he created the creativity in his thinking of this reverse likeness.
Yeah, he's using his creativity to reverse the relationship between the creator.And created man.
他是用这个背中的想象力来把神与人这个地位把它调转了。
所以所谓的神根本是不存在。
So what is God? He's not existing.
神不过是人想象出来的。
It's only but what man have thought out.
那么人为什么要想象这样一位神呢
？Why does man want to produce this stuff when he's thinking?
因为人里面有完全的观念。
Because in man there's a perfection the concept.
因为人里面有个绝对的思想。
Because there's the absolute concept.
所以这个绝对的思想。
This absolute concept.
这个完全的观念。
This absolute idealism.
把它投射。出去的
时候 projected,
就产生了一个绝对的形象
It produces an absolute image
一个完全的形象
And that absolute image
那个形象
And that image
就是人所造出来的神
is the God created by man
所以在他的思想界里面
So in his thinking
凡是神的都是人的
That which is God actually is human
所谓神修的都是人类修的
That which is actuallyin religion actually is an
everything theological is identical with the anthropological so 凡是神学的都是人类学的
so that which is theological actually is anthropological
当你提到神的时候
so when you mention about God
你只要用那个字代替成为一个完全的人的观念那就是叫做神
you're only using but a word to represent that absolute concept of man idealism
它的创造性分化了历史
So his creativity has set the stages for history.
使得我们看见的第一次人以学者的身份来思想到神可能是人造神。
So it is the first time the philosopher using man's created reasoning to think that man can create God.
这样说来
，then
所有的宗教是人在这个宗教性里面产生了一个神的敬拜的对象。
So in all religion, we can see that God is created by man's religious nature.
把自己的完全观念投射变成一个被造的神。
We have projected our idealism and created God.
这样的人就造了他自己的神，然后自己拜他所造的神。
So man has created his own God and worshipped the God whom he has created.
想象神
，the imaginary God
就造神。
And create a God.
造完了就拜神。
And they worship that God.
那这个是三个步骤的。
These three steps.
很清楚看出一些可能了解的实际的这个行动里面。 可以在实际的行动中看出来。
And I want to see something which is very concrete in our life.
我们把块木头。
We have this a block of wood.
把它雕刻。
We want to carve it.
雕刻完了以后。
After that,
有炼孔。
Then with a face,
有神气。
With a spirit,
本来木头是没有炼孔的。
Actually, this wood has no face.
我们把木头刻到变成有炼。
But give it a face,
还有孔。孔嘛，叫它炼孔嘛。
With a nostril,
有炼无孔哪里可以呢？对不对？所以呢，本来木头是没有炼孔的。
Actually, this block of wood has no face and no nostril.
把它雕成有炼又有孔。
And now with a face, also with a nostril.
所以现在有炼孔了。
And now with that,
然后再加上有神气。
And give it the spirit,
有那个表达。
And also an expression,
有无限的表达。
And an expression,
就把我的完全观。
So our concept of perfection,
我们的绝对观
，absoluteness,
啊，这个把它投射出来了以后
，after projection,
你把它造成了以后呢
，after you made this God,
你跪在他面前说我的神，我
拜你。And you worship, you say, my God, my God,
你是我的神。
You are my God, you say.
这种神是真神吗
？This type of God is a true God.
这种神是哪里来的神呢
？Where come this God?
是人造的神。
It's created by man.
我们可以说，本来就有这个神的，因为我看不见，我就做一个人代表他。
You can see that there's a God, but we cannot see, so I make someone to represent.So that it can be seen.
这个 something to represent the original God is now manifested into my handcraft.
那么那个我们想象里面的这个神就成为我们这个手艺品，
就用我手艺所做出来来代替他。
So using what I created my own handicraft to represent him.
你说不是说这个就是神。
You say no, this is a God.
这个是代表那个神。
But to represent that God.
怎么那个神到底来呢？
But that God would come.
那个神是我们想象中间原有的。
But it is the origin whereby we are projecting our thinking.
那么那个神到底是我想出来的
？Now that God is the product of my thinking.
或者那个神是使我产生这种思想的
？Because that God actually then I can have this thinking.
这个关系的本源的问题。
And this source and this relationship.
在佛法的思想里面
，in the thinking of 佛法
是转过来的。
It is reversed.
人想象神
，the man produces God.
人投射神
，then project a God in
人就创造了一个神。
That's why man created a God.
这个神就像了人
，and that God is like man.
所有的人就敬拜神
，and because of that, man worship God.
照这个理论来说呢
，according to this theory,
他企图要表达的只有一句话。
He wants to express actually one statement.
于是人就按着自己的形象样式造神。
Man, according to his own image, created a God.
人按照自己形象造了神。
Man according to his image created a God.
所以所有的宗教
，so all religions
其实就正在不是因为人想象中间的神。
Actually are serving a God whom man has created.
你想象当教会失败的时候
，so if a church would fail,
你想象到许多人对教会的领袖失望的时候
，at a time when many of these churches are feel disappointed with their leaders,
这一种理论的煽动作用多大？
And how this will be the instigating force of the church?
那你可以想象这样的理论对知识分子的影响和破坏性多大
？And to the intellectual, how much damage it would have done?
所以19世纪
19th century,
知识分子
when you lift the eyes of the intellectuals,
多数以为自己文化到了一个地步，了解了人类不应当再受宗教家欺骗，所以就接受了这个理论。
And feeling that human culture, we can no more be deceived by religionists.And they accepted this teaching.
Feuerbach 就变成以共产主义的无神思想并行，变成反宗教运动的一个重要的哲学基础。
It together with the atheistic thinking of the communism become the foundation of anti-Christianity movement.
我也受了影响了。
And I was also influenced by him.
但是后来我要想另外一个比这个更深的思想的事。
But later on, when I want to think about a thinking which is higher than this,
为什么会把完全观念投射呢
？Why is that we can project our perfection concept?
为什么会把这个绝对观念投射呢
？Why is that we can project our absoluteness concept?
很简单
，It's simple.
因为人里面有完全观念才会投射。
Because within man there is an absolute concept, that's why you can project.
哦，这个人里面有绝对思想的。所以能抽象
，because there's a concept absolutely within us, that's why you can project.
所以我再问一个问题
，and I ask another question.
人里面那个完全观念哪里来的
？Where come this concept absoluteness and perfection in man?
人里面那个绝对思想哪里来的
？And that concept absolutely within man, where does it come from?
你说那个绝对观念和完全思想是当妈妈生出来的时候，好在没有忘记也放进去的。
You say that well, when my mother gave birth to me, she did not forget, so she put it within my heart.
那你的妈妈完全吗？ What about your mother? Is she perfect? 我妈妈承认她不完全。
My mother admitted that she's not perfect.
有时候她嫁给我爸爸，她都不好意思。
Sometimes she finds that she's not worthy to be married to my father.
看到我的爸爸比她更厉害，她感到自己不够完全。
And she will feel she's not perfect because the father is better.
你的爸爸完全吗？
What her father is perfect?
你爸爸也不完全。
He's not.
你的爸爸常常的说呢，哎呀，他从前那个教授多么厉害，他这到十字还没有学到他教授的半一半。
He very time mentioned to you his professor is very good. After his whole life, he cannot learn half what the professor is.
所以如果你爸爸的教授是完全，你爸爸是一半完全的一半哦。
So if the father professor is perfect.Then maybe your father is half perfect.
那么你的爸爸的教授完全完全的。
What about the professor of your father? Is he perfect?
还是不完全。
He's not.
所以我要问你更重要的问题了。
So I want to ask even more important question.
不全之人何来完全的观念？
Within the imperfect man, how can they have a concept of perfection?
非绝对界里面的货物何来绝对的思想？
In the realm of absoluteness, how can they produce a concept of absoluteness?
当我教哲学教到最彻底、最根基的时候。我发现没有一派的哲学曾经好好负责任他们所建立的立场同系统。
After I've taught philosophy for a long time, I seek the root of philosophy, they have not found a strong and solid foundation.
没有办法解释那最根本的基础，他们这个理论到底是什么？
They cannot solve the most ultimate foundation of their theory.
反信仰的思想体系的基础是一个信仰。Anti-faith system.The basic of that theory itself is the faith.
The anti-faith system, it itself actually is the faith.
它的基础是一个信仰。
Because its foundation also is the faith.
所以呢，如果有一个人说我今天不能做决定
，If a man were to say today I cannot make a decision，
请你信耶稣。
Why don't you believe me?
我对不起，我不能做决定。
No, I cannot make a decision today.
今天我不做决定。
I'm not going to make a decision today.
他已经决定今天不做决定。
Actually, he decided that he don't make any decision today.
他的不决定已经是一个决定了。
So his non-decision is a decision.
一个人我不信。
If a man says I do not believe,
已经信他的理论对的，所以他不信。
He is only believing that his theory is right.
所以不信的一个基础是一个信。
So the foundation of non-belief is a belief.
反信仰的理论基础是一个信仰。
The anti-faith foundation is the faith itself.
所有的人堕落以后的理性产生出来思想系统根本没有一样能真正负责任。
The thinking system of men after they have fallen, actually they do not bear any responsibility for their own system.
可能这些话呢，对某一些人听的是太深入，要你再思想一些。
Maybe you would stimulate to think more.
我发现Fire about 的思想不能用。
Fire about thinking is not worthy.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他没有先告诉你为什么人有那个完全的观念。
But because he has not told you why the man has a concept of perfection.
只有回到圣经。
Only when you come back to the Bible, you know.
因为人是按照神的形象造。
Because man is created after the image of God.
神是完全者，像神的人就有完全者的观念。
And God is perfect. That's why he who is like God has the concept of perfection.
当你用完全的观念去投射出一个新的神的时候
，When you use the concept of perfection to project a new God,
那表示的完全的本身一定先存在，你才有这个观念。
Which means that perfect one has first existed first, then you have this concept of perfection.
我举一个很简单的例子。
For instance,
这是李建安博士。
This is 李建安。
我看看他。
I want to look at him.
我。再看他
again，
他的形象就投入印象。
His image can become impression。
印象使我明白他的形象。
And I understand the impression allows me to understand his image。
而他的眼象和我的印象中间的关系叫做形象相辅关系。
And the relationship of the origin and also the impression, there's a kind of mutual relationship.
That is image.
That is image.
我现在认识了。
Now I know。
我有印象了。
I have impression.
有一天我在路上走。
One day walking on the street,
我看见李建南在前面。
I see 李建南 is there.
平常他是很谦卑的。
In the normal time, he's very humble.
是很温柔的。
Very gentle.
虽然他有 PhD 的学位。
Even though he has PhD.
但他对人很谦柔。
But he's very gentle and humble.
对比他这个更年轻的人，他也很合作。
And to those who are younger than him, he'll cooperate.
对他的学生，他也很温柔。
And to the student, he's gentle too.
他是很谦卑的。
He's very humble.
那么渐渐我就，哎，李博士，你好吗？
I said, Dr. Lee, are you? How are you?
他不睬我。
He never pay attention to me.
奇怪。
Why?
跟平常不一样。
It's different from ordinary heat.
是我在叫的。
And I shout again.
李博士
Dr. Lee.
他又不睬我。
You never pay attention to me again.
我忘了。我应当点名带姓叫。才不可能有这里好几个李博士。
Maybe there are many Dr. Lee here.
对不对？所以我就讲李建安博士。
Dr. Lee 建安。
他 裁不裁我？
But he never respond.
到底是我叫错，或者他忘记他名字？
Did I call wrong name or he forgot his own name?
大概不是李建南，是李安建的。
Maybe 李安建，那李建安。
转过来，李安建。
And I call 李安建。
他更不见。见了你。
Whatever way I reverse，
还不踩我。
You wanna pay？
见李安，安李建，安建李，全部不踩我。
Now he run this one。
后来大家的人就注意。而且用可疑的眼光看我，大概神经不正常。
So every people look at me now, stare at me, maybe something wrong upstairs.
对，为了人性的尊严的问题。
And because of this human dignity,
我要刷新我的面子。
Because I want to clear myself.
你这普通这么谦卑，原来是假谦谦卑的人，今天我要给你一点脸色看。
So you're not really humble.
我就跑向前去了。
I went up.
李建安。
And I twisted.
你今天这么骄傲。
You are so proud.
我就说李建安。
And I said him,
你为什么不踩我？
Why is he never respond?
当我教他的时候，
After that,
他头转过来，
He turned his head.
糟了，不是他。
It's not 李建安。
很像他。
Like him.
不是他。
But it's not he.
大家说一二三，很像他。
不是他。
你有这样的经验吗？
Do you have this experience?
没有这么厉害，就是。你有这样的经验吗？
Do you have this experience?
当头一来的时候，
When he or she turned,
那个糟了。
You see,
这个鼻子这么大，不是他。
It's a big nose, not he.
从后面看很像。
At the back, it's like
这个人鼻子大，眉毛那么浓，差不多要把我吞掉一样的。
But with a big nose and also very thick eyebrows.
你说对不起。
You say I'm sorry.
我一个朋友从后面看很像你。
At the back, my friend looked at you.
等你回过来，我才知道不是你。
But when you turn your head, it's not he.
四周的人现在不再轻看了，因为他们都知道会叫错人的。
Then they agree with me. They say that usually we have this.
我以为事情就解决了。
I thought I solved the problem.
想不到这个人怎么讲。
What did this man say?
为什么你这么咬我？
Why did you shake me so hard?
你知道我有很重的心脏病。
Do you know I have heart problem?
你这样一咬了。
When you shake me?
我要你给我保赏我的医药费两万块。
You must compensate me $2 million.
你刚才以为的咬了就理直气壮向他追账。
You thought that after shaking him, you can scold him.
想不到他一回过头来，现在他向你要账。
But now turning back, he wants you to compensate.
你说对不起。
You say I'm sorry.
没有什么对不起。
No.
你跟我到我的保险公司来。
Go to my insurance company.
我现在心跳得很厉害。
No, my heart is jumping.
腰差不多断气了。我现在这个例子讲完了。
After this,
我要问你。
I want to ask you.
想象一个李建南。
When you imagine a 李建南，
是不是因为先有一个李建南存在？
Is it first because you have someone who's called 李建南？
因为李建南存在，所以你里面有李建南的观念。
Because there's a 李建南 in within you, there's a concept 李建南。
或者你有李建南的观念，你就想象大概它会存在。
Or is it because you have a concept 李建南， you know that there can exist a 李建南？
哪一个是根源，哪一个非根源
？Which one is the origin, which one is non-origin？
哪一个是动力，哪一个是想象
？Which one is initiative force, which one is the imagination？
明白我的意思。
You understand?
当菲尔巴说我们把我们的观念把它投射完整化的时候，他没有告诉我们我们的完整的观念从哪里来。
And when Feuerbach said we have projected a concept perfection, he will never have never given you the source of this concept perfection.
圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible says,
除了回到神的道，你永远没有办法了解人性的问题。
Unless you come back to the Bible, you cannot understand the human nature.
上帝说。
God says,
我要按照我的形象样式造人。
I want to create a man according to my image.
因为我按照我的形象样式造人。
Because I create a man according to my image and likeness.
人有我的形象。
Man has my image.
人像我。
Man is like me.
这一个不可以变成一个导向。
This cannot be a reverse likeness.
如果你把它当成一个导向。
If it's a reverse likeness,
你就回到刚才的难题那里去了。
Then you go back to original problem.
不是真神造人。
Not true man, true God creating man.
相反的变成假神人造。
But rather is the false God created by man.
不是真人像神。
Not that true man is like God.
变成假神像人。
But false God is like man.
不是真神造人。
Not that true God seeking for sinners.
变成假神人造。
But rather false God is false by man.
全本圣经这个次序是非常非常清楚。
For the whole scripture, this order is very clearly depicted.
The biblical order.
圣经的秩序，
这个 order， 这个是很重要的一件事情。
It's something which is very important.
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible says，
神创造人
，God created man。
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible says，
神寻找人
，That God is seeking for man。
当你看见所有的宗教。 道正义为人寻找神的时候。
In the whole religion, you see that, I see the man is seeking for God.
圣经宣布说没有人寻找。
The Bible declaring that no one seek for God.
是我寻找你。
But it's I who seek you.
人子来为要寻找拯救世上。
The Son of Man comes so they will seek and save those who are lost.
那一个本质的重要性。
And that is important is essence.
For 那个 quality people with other religions.
那么这个值得上个与别的宗教的差异，
给你看见 supremacy, the unity and the uniqueness and the significance of Christian initiation.
给你看到整个圣经里面那个动力里面的这个高超以及它的重要性。
这样的，我们看见神是主体。
So we can see that God is the subject.
人是客体。
Man is the object.
你把这个动性、哲学观对神与人之间形象的那个关系了解了以后。
With this dynamic Christian philosophical concept, you understand the mutual relationship of man and God as likeness.
你才能进到真正了解神形象的那个可能。
Then you can truly enter into the true understanding of man's image as God.
神的生命是形象的源头。
That the life of our God is the source of our image.
对神生命的了解是我们对人造神形象被造的那个可能性的了解，那个基础。
And also the image of the source of
image and the understanding of the original image of God is the foundation of understanding what is the meaning of man is created like God. 人造神这个了解这个形象，从神的生命的了解做基础。
That man can understand about image because we have the first understand about the source of God's life.
第一样。
The first,
神是谁呀、
啊、？Who is God？
那么你说我怎么知道神是谁
？How can I know who is God？
圣经在交代一样的事情。
The Bible gives us one fact，
是当神自我启示他是谁的时候，你才真正知道他是谁。
Only when God has His self-revelation, then we know who God is。
所以神的主动性是人了解神的基础。
So the initiativeness of God is the possibility of man's understanding about God.
神的启示自我的内容是人对神了解的内容的基础。
The content of God's self-revelation is the foundation of man's understanding of God.
这一方面你们可以在我另外一本书叫做《启示与真理》里面慢慢去查考出来。
My book called the Revelation and Truth, you can understand this.
那本书是可能所印出来的我的神学讲座里面有一些很难了解很深入的系统的一本书。
Also, maybe this book contains the most difficult statement I made in theology.
我们现在继续讲下去。
Continue.
但是今天我讲形象呢，我会从完全不同以所有神学家的看法来讲。
So today, when I talk about the image of God, I will defer myself from all other theologians.
但是我所讲的完全是照圣经的原则去讲的。
But then it is according to biblical principle.
换一句话说，在神学历史里面，有许多伟大的神学家试图解释神的形象，但是他们发现，他们没有发现圣经有比他们所找到还更丰盛的那些内容。
What I'm saying is that now the ages, the theologians, they want to talk about the image of God, they have not found that in each, in the Bible contain actually is even more abundant what, than what, compared to what they talk.
传统的神学家讲神的形象是怎么呢？
Traditional theologians, when they talk about the image of God, how do they say it?
我们今天先暂且不完全提出来。
Let us not mention this first.
但是我们先从我们在圣经里面所看到的神启示自我的内容对神的本性的了解去论证。
But what the Bible has said, let us understand what the image of God is.
第一样。
The first.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
God is spirit.
神是灵。
因为神是灵。
Because God is spirit.
所以按照神形象样式被造的人。
A man who is created after the image of God.
唯一。是有灵性的人。
It is the only being that have spirit.
有灵性的人。
With spirituality.
我们是有灵性的活物。
We are the being that have spirituality.
We are living being with spirituality. 我们有这个灵性。
We have this spirituality.
灵性的本质。
The essence of this spirituality.
使我们有宗教的可能。
Cause us to have this possibility of religious nature.
灵性的本质。
Because of the essence of God,
使我们有艺术的可能。
So that there's a possible art.
灵性的本质。
And the essence of spirituality,
使我们有这个其他的灵感、文学和文化的可能。
So that we can have inspiration and the possibility of culture.
有关于灵性的问题。
That our spirituality,
这个需要一个很长很长的讲论才可以讲清楚。
We need a long seminar.
我告诉你 ，We are spiritual beings.
我们是属灵的人。
外部的人与所有的动物不同的地方就在这里。
And that's why their lives are different of men and animals.
我们有灵感。
We have the inspiration.
我们有灵里面的精神。
We have the inner spirit.
我们的心灵里面有很重要很重要的那些感受所发挥的可能。
We have also the possible expression of the inner spirituality.
我们的诗歌、艺术、文化里面那些超时代价值的表达。
We can have songs and arts and pictures, the kind of expression of value that transcend history.
这不是简单的事情。
This is not something we're simple.
两三个月以前
，two or three months ago,
我在美国
，when I was in the state,
我到马里姆就 Los Angeles 靠海边那个地方。Paul Getty Museum 去看那一幅很重要的图画。
I went to a museum.
这张图画呢是放在 Paul Getty Museum 里面。
Is in the Paul Getty Museum.
Paul Getty Museum is the biggest private collection of fine art in the world.
那么这个 museum 呢是整个世界里面这个纯艺术的这个收藏品最多的地方。
是私人的。
私人的。
当然不能比罗浮宫，不能比这个大都市博物馆，也不能比这个 Petersburg 或者从前叫的 Leningrad 的那个 Hermitage 这些大博物馆。
So the biggest private collection of this fine art.
那么这里面有一张图画呢，是这个 Van Gogh 所画的。
In each there is a painting of this Van Gogh.
这 Van Gogh 画这张图画的时候
，Van Gogh when he painted this picture
是很潦倒的时候。
At the time when he was at the bottom of his life,
他一生的那个创作性的从来没有衰退。
But for his whole life, his creativeness has never declined.
在他整个神经崩溃、这个人格精神分裂的时候，他还照样画出很有创作力的东西。
After he has this nervous breakdown, he still could create.
这个人呢
，This man,
他画这个图画，题目叫做 Isis， 就是那个一种花。
Isis。
这种花呢，这个图画呢，在差不多三年半以前
，It's a kind of flowers about three and a half years ago，
在伦敦拍卖的时候
，In London we have the auction，
以5390万美金被一个 Mr. Bond， 不是 James Bond 啊，另外一个 Bond 从澳洲把它买去的
，It sold about US 59 million。
53.9 million. 买了两年以后
，After 2 years when he bought it,
那个人还没有办法付清楚这一笔钱。
And that man cannot still pay the money yet.
结果宣布再把它卖回给这个伦敦的这个拍卖中心。
And then it sold back to the auction center in London.
我不记得是 Christie 或者 Sotheby's。
Whether it's Christie or Sotheby's.
后来呢，这个卖回去了以后
，After he resold it,
到了差不多一年半以前
，And then about 1.5 years ago,
这个图画以这个倒闭。的价格卖给 Paul Getty Museum，
and with an undisclosed price, it was again sold to this man.
我从几这个15年前我就知道有这张图画了。
15 years ago, I know this piece of art.
后来没有给个人买去，放在博物馆这是比较好，因为这样更多人可以享受好东西的。
When it was put in the museum, it's better because more people can enjoy this good painting.
我站在那里看
，and I stood there and watched.、
这多少钱呢
？How much？
这个钱太多了。
It's priceless.
多少大呢
？How big？
就差不多是 R 和 E 这两个这样大
，about R and E together，
这样就这5000多万美金哦，不是新加坡钱。
53 million US， not Singapore dollars。
怎么这样贵啊
？How come it's so high price？
把它看，粗粗的
，it's very rough。
那个漆也是粗粗的
，even the paint is very rough。
小小的
，small，
旧旧的
，and old、
这个。这个镜框 frame。
The frame
也是老老的
，also very old，
也是眼色暗暗的
，also very dark and very dim the color。
近看这样，眼看也这样。
Whether it's close or far，
看来看去都那样。
The more that I see, it is the same。
我想叫中国人买，最多买它5000块。
Maybe Chinese will pay only 5,000。
或者300块。
Or maybe 300。
因为中国人买艺术品，算出来那个漆大概3块钱。
Chinese when they buy painting, they say the paint will cost $3.
那布大概5块钱。
Maybe the cloth $5.
那个框大概多少钱
？The frame how much？
中国人是用本钱算人家的本钱。
And Chinese will use their own cost to calculate others' cost.
所以多几块给你有饭吃就好了。
So they give you extra few dollars.
怪不得中国人对历史价值、文化价值、精神价值那些更超越的东西都慢慢的变成 flat。
And that's why for the Chinese is the flat for us to evaluate the value of culture and the rest.
我相反的。
In the reverse,
他们能拼命赶到全世界最先进、最发达、最富有的民族，他们发现他们的科学、他们的技术 没有帮他带来文化更深一层的东西，所以他们用几千万的东西买一个小信封回家。
The Japanese, after they are so devalued in terms of their economics, but yet they feel that their culture is empty, and that's why using millions of dollars, they want to buy this frame.
把这个图画带回家。
And brought back this picture.
我在那站了好久好久。
I stood there for a long, long time.
想了很多很多的东西。
And thought of many things.
我这个人很常常自讨苦吃。
Sometimes I'm the one who seeks trouble for myself.
如果你看那个图画，图画就是图画嘛，就平安了，对不对
？You see a painting as a painting, then you have peace in the heart.
想到 Bond, 想到 Van Gogh, 想到荷兰，想到日本，想到美金，想到价值，想到 Christie, 想到 Crosby, 想到哇，
So a lot of thoughts came to my mind.
想完了以后呢
？After that,
我得到一个很重要的事情。
And I have a very important thinking.
这些花。都像人不像花
These flowers are like men or flowers
而且每一朵花都好像不能动出它原有的地方却又像正在动出它原有的地方
And every single flower cannot change the position but yet it looks like they want to change the position
而这个呢这则呢就是表达一个不能动又正在动的那个动也不动不动也动的那个事情你如果不动就算了
And the painter is trying to express this moving and non-moving kind of expression
那个呢花里面已经有了一个非植物性的生命，而且有人性的灵性的表达。
And this flower, it contains a non-plant life, it looks as if it have a human life.
我承认这是很特别的。
I can admit that something which is special.
在写实主义结束以后，印象派一个新的突破，就使人的印象从灵性里面、灵里面的感受呢，开始表达在这个画面的上面。
The impression is trying to express the impression within man's heart to express it into the painting.
我想连对梵高这一幅画这样解释法，你书里也没有看到。
Even this interpretation of Van Gogh's painting, you will not find in any book.
所以梵高试试看 interpret 那些花，我试试看 interpret 梵高。
So Van Gogh tried to interpret a flower, I tried to interpret Van Gogh.
不同的地方，他 interpret 就很值钱，我 interpret 他不值钱就是。
Well, for his own interpretation is so valuable, not for mine.
他其实他那个时候也不值钱，他死的越来越值钱。我现在讲的话不大值钱，可能几十年后我的录音带很值钱，也不一定。
Even for him, he said when he was alive, his painting is not worthy.
好了
，when he died, it becomes so valuable.
我看完了那幅画。
After that,
我回去了。
I return.
我发现神的形象在人里面。
I see that the image of God is within man.
人像神。
So man is like God.
神造世界了以后。
After God has created the whole world,
就把某一部分对世界的解释功能放在人里面。
And putting the interpretative power within man to interpret the world.
所以人被放在这个世界里面的时候。
So when man is put in the world,
人要解释这个。
Man want to interpret.
You are interpreter of the cosmos.
你是整个宇宙的解释者。
你知道吗？
Do you know?
因为你是宇宙的解释者。
Because the interpreter of the universe, the cosmos.
你说从哪里看到这一点？
Where can you see?
就是从亚当被上帝带到万物面前的时候。
Then at the time when Adam was brought to the all the creation.
上帝说你看见没有？
God said, you see all this?
这么多被盗的东西。
Many creatures.
你叫他。
You name it.
你给他名字。
You name it.
就是叫做 interpreter.
That's called interpreting.
所以亚当就发挥他的解释功能了。
So Adam actually manifested his power interpretation.
这个的 reform theology 叫做先知性的功能。
That is the prophetic function in reform theology.
一张图画。
A picture.
挂在那边。
When it's being hung there.
没有人讲给你听。
If no one explained to you.
你从来不知道是什么。
You don't know what it is.
但有一个人解释给你听了。
After a man has interpreted to you.
原来如此。
Oh, so such.
我才知道。
Then I know.
那个人是做先知。
That man is a prophet.
他正在讲解。
He is interpreting.
Interpret.其实每一个人都有先知性的功能。
Everyone has the prophetic function.
从亚当看来。
When you see, look at Adam.
亚当看了以后。
After Adam has seen it. It's called a cat.
就从此就是猫了。
And then it's called cat.
没有办法逃脱，永远就是猫了。
And forever it is a cat.
老鼠。
It's a mouse.
当然亚当不是讲华语的。
Of course Adam did not speak in Mandarin.
Dog.
It is a dog.
狮子
，It is a lion.
狮子是狮子吗
？Lion is a lion.
当然，狮子是狮子。
Lion is lion.
那问题是，你知道它是狮子，狮子到今天还不知道它是狮子。
That you know that it is lion, but lion until today would not know that it is lion.
狮子会说 ，I am lion.
The lion would not say I'm a lion.
它觉得 I am living 就是了。
It won't say I'm living.
I continue my living by seeking for food.
I continue my living by existence.
I continue my life by getting birth to the small lions.
然后只是这个生产更多的这个小狮子，
但他不知道他是 lion。
But it is never known that it's lion。
这到今天的狮子还不知道他是狮子。
Even until today, lion would not know it is lion。
但那个不重要。
But that's not important。
这到今天人还不知道他是人，那就麻烦了。
Until today, man doesn't know that they are man, then